Dicom Sports and WPRV present the Rhode Island High School Boys Basketball Divisional Championships live from Brown University. And all the action is brought to you by Navigant Credit Union. Enjoy life's journey with Navigant. Quonset Business Park, home to nearly 11,000 jobs in more than 200 companies. Join in Quonset's success at QuonsetJobs.com. Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. Nairobi offers same-day mattress high delivery 7 days a week. Teco Incorporated, a Rhode Island third-generation family-owned company and a leader in the residential and commercial HVAC business. Wright's Farm Restaurant, for any size banquet and events, and a half century of our famous family-style chicken dinner. And by Benrus, it's a better time. Now, time for the pregame show with your host, Doug McGonigal.
Welcome back to the Pizzatola Center here at Brown University. Very exciting game so far, Division III. Sharahoe with the last second win over Barville, 60-59. Number 12, Tom Longoluco with an unbelievable play at the end. Now coming up, we've got game two, Division II from the High School Boys Basketball Championships. And we're going to kick that off coming up next right here on WPRV.
All mattresses lose their original comfort and support in about 8 years. For cool, weightless sleep, experience the new Elevate Collection exclusively at Cardi's. Its lift foam actively absorbs and supports your body and is naturally ventilated. Produced from biodegradable renewable resources, lift foam in Elevate is hypoallergenic and dust mite resistant.
Shop Cardi's Furniture, Swansea, Route 2 West Warwick, South Attleboro, South Kingstown, and mattress locations everywhere.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns, relaxing, trying my luck at Kino while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We loved your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing. And I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great, see you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or WrightsFarm.com.
Whatever your reason for seeking a new mortgage, brand new home, or you're an experienced homeowner, you've got questions, the mortgage team at Navigant Credit Union has answers. Give them a ring, telephone number 401-233-4700, or contact at NavigantCU.org. Navigant Credit Union home loan specialists have been helping members realize their dream homes for over 100 years. NMLS Loan Origination Company ID is 462-987. Federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Looking for a new home? Make sure you see Navigant. Experience professional basketball in the Ocean State. The Providence Sky Chiefs, now of the Premier Basketball League, play all home games at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center in Providence, Rhode Island. For a full schedule of home games, roster information, or to buy tickets, visit www.providenceskychiefs.com. Tickets are just $10 and kids under 12 can attend free of charge. That's professional basketball in the Ocean State. Providence Sky Chiefs playing at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center.
Welcome back to the Pizzatola Center. This is the Division II Boys Basketball Championships for the high schools in Rhode Island. A couple minutes ago, I spoke to Narragansett Mariners coach Kyle Boddington.
All right, coach, could you just tell me about your team?
We're a team that's been together for a couple of years here. I got four seniors who have played 3 years for me. We're a basketball team that's playing real well right now. It's been a good little run. We're from a small school, 300 kids, and we're very excited about the opportunity.
Cool. Could you tell me about some of the strengths of the team?
We're a very good defensive team, one of the top three in the state of Rhode Island, and we like to run and get up and down the court. We're a pretty exciting team, and we don't have any stars on the team. We've got a bunch of guys that like to play together, and on any given night, we can have a different leading scorer.
So would you say any particular weaknesses with the team?
There's always weaknesses. We've had a hard time in a half-court set sometimes getting into our offenses. Other times when teams put pressure on us, it takes us a while to adapt to it. Hopefully, we worked on both of those enough to go over that hurdle.
And what concerns you most about Westerly today?
Same type of team, very smart. It's a team that we play every year. We know each other very well. The best team that comes out, the team that comes out and plays the best, they will win.
And just overall, what do you think the key to the game today is?
Defense. You've got to play good defense and limit their 3-point shots.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be back with commentary from Westerly Bulldogs coach Mike Gleason right after this. You're listening to the Division II High School Boys Basketball Championships produced by DICOM Sports on AM 790 WPRV.
TACO is proud to support this broadcast and wishes good luck to all the student athletes. At TACO in Cranston, they're a third-generation, family-owned American manufacturer of the highest quality comfort solutions for businesses and homeowners. 80 years in business, they continue to grow as a diverse and active company in traditional and new markets, and believe that their core values and enduring commitment to product quality will keep them a model Rhode Island business and community partner. Learn more at taco-hvac.com.
Benriss, originally created in 1921, quickly dominated the world of high-fashion watches and then went on to supply America's military with precision timepieces from World War II through Vietnam. Today, Benriss has been reimagined. Shop Benriss watches, backpacks, sunglasses, and apparel at 39 Pike Street, Providence, and online at Benriss.com. Follow Benriss USA on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to stay current and up-to-date with promotions as well as exclusive sneak peeks and giveaways.
All mattresses lose their original comfort and support in about 8 years. For cool, weightless sleep, experience the new Elevate Collection exclusively at Cardi's. Its lift foam actively absorbs and supports your body and is naturally ventilated. Produced from biodegradable renewable resources, lift foam in Elevate is hypoallergenic and dust mite resistant.
Shop Cardi's Furniture, Swansea, Route 2 West Warwick, South Attleboro, South Kingstown, and mattress locations everywhere.
Whatever your reason for seeking a new mortgage, brand new home, or you're an experienced homeowner, you've got questions, the mortgage team at Navigant Credit Union has answers. Give them a ring, telephone number 401-233-4700, or contact at navigantcu.org. Navigant Credit Union home loan specialists have been helping members realize their dream homes for over 100 years. NMLS Loan Origination Company ID is 462-987. Federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Looking for a new home? Make sure you see Navigants.
And we're back at the Pensacola Center at Brown University for the Division II game for the High School Boys Basketball Championships. And a few minutes ago, Chris DeSano spoke with Westerly Bulldogs coach Mike Gleason.
Chris DeSano here at the Pizzatola with Westerly head coach Mike Gleason a few minutes before tip-off of the Division II championship. And Mike, a great place to start is coming into the day. How's the team feeling? You know, you guys, I'm sure, are fired up to take the court. What's the attitude in the locker room?
We're feeling great walking in the building, and then we saw the most exciting ending I've ever seen in 40 years of basketball. Unbelievable. Got everybody even more pumped up. And it's great atmosphere here. Hopefully we'll be as loud and as proud as the Charger fans were.
You're right. And of course, referring to the ridiculous finish between Sharahoe and Burrillville with a last second shot by Tom Longoluco to propel Sharahoe to the Division III championship. Let's get back to your game, though. What are you looking for from your team, particularly early on in this game? You know, lots of times, you know, there are going to be some jitters early. What do you want to see out of your guys as they take the floor?
Any playoff game is always feeling out the first couple of minutes. Narragansett is a team of runs. Every time we play them, there's a lot of 8-0 runs. So whoever gets off to the first run is going to have an advantage, but the other team is going to be in the game. So, again, we're staying their runs, go on our own runs, and I expect a very close game as it goes on, but that'll be big to get out to a good beginning.
Mike, what's the most, beyond getting out to a good start in this one, which, as you said, is crucially important, what's the one component or facet of the game that you're really drilled down on for your team as a coach today in terms of execution?
Move the ball against their zone. We know what they're going to do against us defensively. Get cutters going through and try to attack it in many different ways. And then we have the defensive rebound as well. Keep them off the glass. They really hurt us the first time we played them.
And then lastly, for any folks that might not be familiar with your squad and the way that you like to play, when are you all at your best?
When we rebound and get on in transition. So we're looking to push the tempo. And hopefully we can, again, they're going to come on and press us, break their press, and get some easy hoops early, and then settle down. And, again, it should be a great game.
I hope for your stress level in particular that it's not quite the finish that this last one was, although it was incredibly exciting. But, Mike, best of luck today to you and your team as you take the floor against Narragansett. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Chris DeSano with Westerly Bulldogs coach Mike Gleason, who takes on the Narragansett Mariners and their coach Kyle Boddington for the Division II High School Boys Basketball Championships. Coming up in just minutes, we'll be back with the call with Dan York and Chris DeSano. After this, you're listening to the Division II High School Boys Basketball Championships produced by Dicom Sports on AM 790 WPRV.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns relaxing, trying my luck at Kino while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We loved your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing. And I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports band.
Great. See you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or WrightsFarm.com.
All mattresses lose their original comfort and support in about 8 years. For cool, weightless sleep, experience the new Elevate Collection exclusively at Cardi's. Its lift foam actively absorbs and supports your body and is naturally ventilated. Produced from biodegradable renewable resources, lift foam in Elevate is hypoallergenic and dust mite resistant.
Shop Cardi's Furniture, Swansea, Route 2 West Warwick, South Attleboro, South Kingstown, and mattress locations everywhere.
These days, everyone seems to be talking about Rhode Island's economy. Where will the opportunities be? What can we do to prepare for the future? Well, at the Quonset Business Park, the future is right now. Why? Because at Quonset, over 10,000 people are working at growing companies in every sector of our economy. And these companies are hiring. There could be a bright future for you at Quonset, too. To find out, visit us at QuonsetJobs.com. Quonset, come share in our success at QuonsetJobs.com.
TACO is proud to support this broadcast and wishes good luck to all the student-athletes. At TACO in Cranston, they're a third-generation, family-owned American manufacturer of the highest quality comfort solutions for businesses and homeowners. 80 years in business, they continue to grow as a diverse and active company in traditional and new markets, and believe that their core values and enduring commitment to product quality will keep them a model Rhode Island business and community partner. Learn more at TACO-HVAC.com.
Whatever your reason for seeking a new mortgage, brand new home, or you're an experienced homeowner, you've got questions, the mortgage team at Navigant Credit Union has answers. Give them a ring, telephone number 401-233-4700, or contact at NavigantCU.org. Navigant Credit Union home loan specialists have been helping members realize their dream homes for over 100 years. NMLS Loan Origination Company ID is 462-987, federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Looking for a new home? Make sure you see Navigant. Experience professional basketball in the Ocean State. The Providence Sky Chiefs, now of the Premier Basketball League, play all home games at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center in Providence, Rhode Island. For a full schedule of home games, roster information, or to buy tickets, visit www.providenceskychiefs.com. Tickets are just $10, and kids under 12 can attend free of charge. That's professional basketball in the Ocean State. Providence Sky Chiefs playing at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center.
Dicom Sports and WPRV present the Rhode Island High School Boys Basketball Divisional Championships live from Brown University. And all the action is brought to you by Navigant Credit Union. Enjoy life's journey with Navigant. Quonset Business Park, home to nearly 11,000 jobs in more than 200 companies. Join in Quonset's success at QuonsetJobs.com. Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. Nairobi offers same-day mattress high delivery 7 days a week. TACO Incorporated, a Rhode Island third-generation family-owned company and a leader in the residential and commercial HVAC business. Wright's Farm Restaurant, for any size banquet and events, and a half century of our famous family-style chicken dinner. And by Benrus, it's a better time. Let's go live courtside for the play-by-play with Dan York and Atlantic 10 analyst Chris DeSano.
All righty, welcome to the Pitatola Center here at Brown University for the Division II Boys High School Basketball Championship between Narragansett and top-seeded Westerly. Dan York and Chris DeSano, our Atlantic 10 analyst. We finally had a chance to get a little breather from the Division III Championship game, which still has everybody's head shaking here. An incredible finish, Jericho beating Burrillville 60-59, and I don't know what kind of barn burner we expect in this Division II championship. We certainly don't want to suggest that the bar has been set way too high. It certainly has been set really high for a climactic finish, but I'm guessing because these two teams have done some serious battle already, they had 7-point spread when they played each other back on December 22nd, where Narragansett beat Westerly 59-52. Interestingly, Chris, the Westerly team comes in as the number one seed, yet they've been beaten by the number three seed Narragansett previously.
Yeah, and this figures, as you said, Dan, to be just a terrific game as well. You've got a Narragansett team that really thrives off of essentially disguising its defenses, and you've got a Westerly team that just loves to spread people out and shred them with great ball reversal. So it's a bit of a contrast in styles. It's going to be interesting to see how Westerly operates against that stout Narragansett defense, and obviously Narragansett can score the ball themselves as well. So it's going to be just one heck of a game.
Alrighty, we're about a few minutes away from the start. I want to remind you, you'll be hearing our conversation with Bill Reynolds at halftimes all during our postseason broadcast. You know, Bill has a brand new book out called Hope, A School, A Team, A Dream. It's a pretty incredible book. It's from, of course, the best-selling author, Bill Reynolds. It takes you through a hidden world just a few hundred yards away from here at Brown University. It's an inspirational story about the trials and tribulations of the 2012 Hope boys basketball team, the troubles and triumphs, so to speak, as the book tells you, of young men, their head coach, mentors, who pursued one goal, a championship, and achieved so much more. The book is on Amazon, BillReynoldsBooks.com, and wherever outstanding books are sold. So pick it up, especially if you're a high school basketball fan. You're going to want to give that a read. I also want to remind you that Vibeco, a leading change agent in Rhode Island for such a long time, and really a dream team to work for. Carl Waddenston and his crew there really make a difference in Rhode Island. They have jobs available. If you're planning on a career change, how about this? In manufacturing, multiple positions available, marketing, IT, CNC machine operators, you name it. Vibeco's got career opportunities for you with great hours, full benefits, and a great place to learn and grow. Go to their website, vibeco.com. That's vibeco.com/careers. We'll take a break, come back, we'll have starting lineups and the opening tap here for the Division II championship game. This is the second of three games this afternoon. The Division I championship game between Classical and Hendricken is slated for a 5 p.m. tip. All the games are right here at Brown University. So if you have the chance to stop by to enjoy some great high school basketball, do bring your radio along so you can follow. All right. On WPRV, you're listening to DICOM Sports, and we'll be right back.
TACO is proud to support this broadcast and wishes good luck to all the student-athletes. At TACO in Cranston, they're a third-generation, family-owned American manufacturer of the highest quality comfort solutions for businesses and homeowners. 80 years in business, they continue to grow as a diverse and active company in traditional and new markets, and believe that their core values and enduring commitment to product quality will keep them a model Rhode Island business and community partner. Learn more at TACO-HVAC.com.
Benriss, originally created in 1921, quickly dominated the world of high-fashion watches and then went on to supply America's military with precision timepieces from World War II through Vietnam. Today, Benriss has been reimagined. Shop Benriss watches, backpacks, sunglasses, and apparel at 39 Pike Street, Providence, and online at Benriss.com. Follow Benriss USA on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to stay current and up-to-date with promotions as well as exclusive sneak peeks and giveaways.
All righty, back here at the Pizzatola Center, about to meet our starting lineups. Let me run down Michael Gleason's Westerly Bulldogs, who come in here as the number one seed. Sophomore guard Tabor Gates had 3 points the other night in the semifinal win. Senior guard, junior guard Joshua Guggen will be in the starting lineup. He's a 5-point scorer in the last ballgame. J.C. Hamelin had 21 points in the semifinal victory. He's a senior guard, so a three-guard offense. They're actually a four-guard offense with Christian Dean, a senior guard who had 11 the other night, and J.C. Hamelin, his 21, and Mark Perry, who had 12, is a forward. You know, in high school, you can never figure out who's listed as a guard, who's listed as a
right.
forward. There's five guys on the floor, generally anywhere between 5'9 and 6'1.
5'8", 5'9",
right.
and 6'1".
I mean, heck, I probably could have lobbied for a forward. Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, you know.
5'9" and three quarters.
Yeah, you could. Good center of gravity.
J.C. Hamlin, big-time scorer for this team. Over 1,600 points in his career. He's the school's leading scorer, so he's going to pace them scoring-wise, but a lot more talent than just him.
All right, on the Narragansett side, senior guard Jason Palmer had 12 the other night in the upset win over Portsmouth in a 44-42 battle. William Doyle, Austin McKenna is a senior forward. Tomas Whitford is a sophomore center. And Kyle Pereira, a junior guard. Those are the starters for the Narragansett Mariners under head coach Kyle Boddington. Of course, Michael Gleason for Westerly. We're getting ready here for starting lineups and the national anthem. I want to remind you that the broadcast today is brought to you in part by Navigant Credit Union. Enjoy life's journey with Navigant. Quonset Business Park, home to nearly 11,000 jobs and more than 200 companies. Join in Quonset's success at QuonsetJobs.com. Hardy's Furniture and Mattresses. Nairobi offers same-day mattress eye delivery 7 days a week. Taco Incorporated, a Rhode Island third-generation family-owned company and a leader in the residential and commercial HVAC business. And Wright's Farm Restaurant for any size banquet. And, of course, an event in the half-century of the famous family-style chicken dinner. Who's better than the Gallagher family and Wright's Farm? Benris, it's a better time. And note that the Providence Sky Chiefs also bring us this broadcast. Their home games are at the Johnson of Wales Wildcats Center. So a nice crowd is shuffled in and shuffled out. The Narragansett crowd here donned in their red, most of whom are under the basket on our right-hand side. You know, the bleachers are nicely filled here on either side of the Pizzatola Center. And the introductions are going on now for the Narragansett Mariners. They'll be in their red uniforms, trimmed in white. And the Westerly Bulldogs will be in their blue uniforms, trimmed in white. The Narragansett team in their road, solid red. And the Westerly team in their white, solid blue. White and blue. Expectations for this ball game? A couple of teams that are pretty evenly matched. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it should be great when this thing gets tossed up. Again, this Narragansett team really does a nice job of controlling pace. They'd like to keep this game probably in the high 40s to low 50s. Westerly prefer to push that pace up the dial a little bit, so it'll be a war of wills in terms of who can impose theirs on the other squad.
And I remind you that the tournament bracket show, a little project that the Rhode Island Interscholastic League has going with me and the television show, Dan York State of Mind, which is seen every night, weeknight, 7:30 on MyRITV and midnight at Fox Providence. We are going to bring you on Tuesday the selection show. You'll go online at RIL.org to find the actual selections, which will be up probably Sunday night or Monday. But we're going to meet some of the student-athletes, have some analysis, and dedicate the entire television show, which is really generally on the issues, to this tournament and have some fun with that on Tuesday. So for a little analysis of the Open Championship, the Credit Union Open Championship, a field of 16 teams, tune in for that on Dan York State of Mind on MyRITV at 7:30 weeknights and Fox Providence at midnight each and every night of the week. All right, I love the Narragansett kids turn their back on the Westerly kids as they're being introduced. A little bit of the flair of what you find on the college scene. I like sophisticated fanship. It's good stuff.
Little Route 1 rivalry right there.
All right, let's hear the national anthem for the second time this afternoon as we get ready to begin the Division II championship.
And now our national anthem.
All righty. Again, nice crowd here at the Pensacola Center as we get ready for game number two. And of course, I'm looking forward to that Division I championship, the Henrikin and Classical. It's going to be a good one, having seen the semifinal games the other night. Coach Kavanaugh for Classical has got a team that you got to reckon with, and Henrikin and Coach Gomes, they come in with a winning culture.
Sure.
So, and I will tell you, the Open Championship is anybody's ball game right now. Yeah. LaSalle getting bumped out by Classical. Second loss for LaSalle, two Classical. There is much of a contender for the Open Championship as any school in this deal, but they're not in the Division I Championship this afternoon, which will be a little fire for them burning, I think, with the Open, right?
Yeah, I think
Coach
so.
Coach Simonelli said to me, I will see you next week,
yeah,
so to speak.
Eric Simonelli isn't exactly a guy who loafs through life, so I'm sure he's ready for that one to roll. And, you know, you just mentioned John Kavanaugh and Jamal Gomes, the coaches in that one, two of the finest anywhere.
All right, the Westerly Bulldogs under the tutelage of Michael Gleason and the Narragansett Mariners under Kyle Boddington. We are ready for basketball. The Mariners in their red uniforms, trimmed in white, going from right to left in front of our broadcast table, and the Westerly Bulldogs in their home white with the blue trim. And we have started ball, and Narragansett has it in the front court. On the right wing, it is William Doyle who fades in and tries to try a shot up, and it rolls off his hands and lands in Austin McKenna's hands, and he knocks in a layup, so a quick score. But the clock hasn't started. The clock has not started.
Yeah, we're going to need that to
Interestingly enough, I should tell somebody, we've got play going on, and we've got a score from Jason Palmer, and we've yet no clock. No clock. Everyone's going to have to scream it down. There's going to have to be a whistle soon here. We have probably played
32 seconds.
We played 32 seconds?
I believe so.
Whoa.
I'm counting it off, man.
You got some, like, computer chip in your brain?
Just doing what I can. Let's see how close I am.
Ooh. All right, so Chris DeSano predicts 32 seconds. That was very strange. The Mariners have scored twice now, already up 4-0, and no time had gone off the clock. So we'll see how this whole thing turns out. Now, that is as strange a start to a ball game as I've seen. I have never seen that.
Not for that long. It's caught within one or two seconds at some level.
And not at the beginning of a game.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
They say that those 4 points occurred within 16 seconds. I'm not sure, but you know what? That's
you were
on the clock.
You were off by 16 seconds, but
I won't hold it against you. I doubled it.
Mark Perry, J.C. Hamlin, to the front court. Hamlin drives in and misses a layup, and Narragansett gets the rebound, and they come swinging the other way. Kyle Pereira, top of the key, left-hand dribble to the right side, and his layup is good, and all of a sudden, with a running clock now, the Mariners and Narragansett are running away at 6-0.
Yeah, they've come out and delivered a punch in the mouth. We'll see how Westerly responds.
A fight under the hoop, and a missed basket, and another fight, and another rebound. Mark Perry and J.C. Hamlin had two shots at it for Westerly, and neither one of them went down,
yeah.
So here comes Narragansett.
Tomas Whitford is there, and he offers so much length in the paint for Narragansett. He's able to alter both of those shots, may have even blocked one partially.
Kyle Pereira gives off to William Doyle, swinging around on the weave. Is Jason Palmer now on the left side. Pereira throws up a jumper from three-point land, no good. Rebounded by a Westerly's Mark Perry, and they'll come the other way. J.C. Hamlin to the top of the key. The ball is kicked away. Narragansett's call for the kick, and it'll be Westerly ball side courts.
Hamlin, a little out of control, trying to make something happen there, but bailed out by the kick on Narragansett's part. We'll see if Westerly can settle down and execute their offense.
Chris Dean will inbound in front of the Narragansett bench. Coach Boddington is working the officials for some determined reason. I'm not exactly sure which, but he seems to be satisfied. Here's a toss in to Joshua Guggen, who misses the shot. It bounds away, and Narragansett comes running to the front side. They pull it back and resets.
Yeah, it was well done by Guggen. Slipped the screen, had a good shot, but just was not able to convert in the lane.
Top of the key, Tomas Whitford swinging around to Jason Palmer. Now Kyle Pereira pulls it out between the circles. He's given plenty of space. He dribbles to the key. Dishes off to William Doyle, who goes on the right side to Jason Palmer. He tries to get the pass over to Austin McKenna. It's thrown away, and they're coming my way. Ball is deflected, and Narragansett's going to get the ball back after Westerly had gotten the rebound. So yeah. The in ball right in front of Chris.
Right in front of us, and right now, Dan, Westerly needs to dial up its defensive intensity. Narragansett has come out on fire in terms of effort and intensity. Westerly needs to match that quickly.
Kyle Pereira, quarterbacking the Narragansett offense, throws a bounce pass on the right wing to William Doyle that he can't handle. It goes out of bounds. That was an unforced error there. Just 2 minutes and change gone by on a now running clock here at Brown. And Westerly comes to the forecourt, yet to score. Top of the key, a jumper from three-point land is missed by Chris Dean. And Narragansett clears away the rebound. Pereira, faking right, dribbling, twisting, turning in traffic, kicks it out to William Doyle. Doyle regroups. Goes one-on-one. Bounces left to Austin McKenna. He fakes, dribbles the ball into the key. They swing it around to Doyle. He puts the ball on the floor, pulls up, and we got an offensive foul charged against Doyle.
Yeah, Doyle took two hard dribbles down the right-hand alley. Defender was on him, and he just tried to ward him off a little bit with his left hand. That was enough to generate a call from the referee. Offensive foul coming the other way here. Bulldogs ball.
Working on 3 minutes gone by in the ball game. Westerly yet to get on the board, and they're yet to get to forecourt. They finally do. Tabor Gates sends it on the right side to Joshua Guggen. Out to the three-point land for Chris Dean, and he knocks one home. That's the first basket of the game for the Bulldogs. They've got three on the board, and quickly the other way, we've got a score and a foul. Jason Palmer was led on the fast break. He beat the field and was fouled from behind. So count the basket and send him to the free throw line. First foul of the ball game for Westerly, and they want to talk it over. 12:47 remaining in the half. 8-3 is the score.
Yeah, it looks like we've got a 30-second timeout right now by Coach Mike Gleason.
Yes, so we shall be right back. Dicom Sports and WPRV.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns relaxing, trying my luck at Keno while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We loved your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing. And I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And, yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great. See you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or Wrightsfarm.com.
Whatever your reason for seeking a new mortgage, brand new home, or you're an experienced homeowner, you've got questions, the mortgage team at Navigant Credit Union has answers. Give them a ring, telephone number 401-233-4700, or contact at navigantcu.org. Navigant Credit Union home loan specialists have been helping members realize their dream homes for over 100 years. NMLS Loan Origination Company ID is 462-987, federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Looking for a new home? Make sure you see Navigates.
All right, a missed free throw on the attempt for a three-point play for Westerly. And now, I'm sorry, let's just put it this way. A little confusion here off the break, but Westerly's got the ball underneath their own basket, down 8-3 to the Narragansett Mariners in this Division II championship. All right, we regroup, and Narragansett has the ball back. You wanted to make a point about some transition D.
Well, yeah, Westerly's has got to pick up because Narragansett, and even conversion D, after a made bucket at the other end, Narragansett not afraid to run judiciously when they can. That's what happened. Westerly got caught sleeping. Need to pick up much better on conversion and transition.
All righty. On the offensive end, we had some basket interference of some kind. Tomas Whitford scores on two tries.
Not called.
Makes it 10-3.
Narragansett 1-2-2 token zone pressure to try to slow Westerly down.
Some scrambling for the ball on the offensive end for Westerly, but off the floor it's picked up and shot by Chris Dean. He throws an air ball and he hears it from the Narragansett students, but Westerly retains possession with 10 seconds on the shot clock, and now a three-point shot thrown up by J.C. Hamlin. It rims out, no good, and the Mariners will come back the other way. On the right, it's William Doyle. He puts the ball on the floor, dribbles into the key from the right side. Pereira on the left key. Underneath to Tomas Whitford, back out to Pereira. Pereira lobs the ball into Whitford and out of bounds. Off Whitford's hands. He couldn't He couldn't grab the ball with the pass, lob pass version, and it's now Westerly's ball coming out of the backcourt.
Yeah, and the pass was delivered just a tad too early. Whitford was trying to repost, but he hadn't yet established position.
All right, full court pressure, back to half court pressure. Narragansett applies it. Westerly gets through, and now they throw the ball away underneath the basket, but they say that Narragansett touches it last. Joshua Guggen was looking to the baseline and threw it too far, but Narragansett hand touched it, and so we'll put it back in play underneath the Bulldog basket. They're down 10-3 early here. They're the top seed in Division II, and they're 2 points closer with a nice inbounds play and a score.
Yeah, Mark Perry, a little miscommunication right there. Perry took advantage of it, sliced down the lane, received the pass. Two.
First basket for Perry. And it's 10-5. With the Narragansett Mariners coming to the offensive end. Pereira drives and scores. He's got a nice flow about him.
He does. He's a big kid, uses his body well, and has deceptive quickness and footwork, able to get by his defender often here early.
Chris Dean the other way for Westerly drives the lane with a left-hand shot. He is fouled. He missed the basket, but the foul will go against Narragansett. They're going to say it was before the shot, so they'll inbound the ball underneath the basket.
Like what Dean did there, though. Put the ball on the deck, get something going at the rim. They're settling is Westerly too much for jumpers early.
Now on the inbound play, we've got another foul called. This one will go against William Doyle of Narragansett. That'll be his first personal foul. Three team fouls for Narragansett, one for Westerly. And the inbounds from side court for the Bulldogs. 10-5 the score, 10.5 still remaining in the first half of this Division II championship. Tabor Gates on the left wing gives it to J.C. Hamilton. Outside, Hamilton that would be, outside to Tabor Gates, and he throws an air ball, hears it from the crowd. Second air ball that the Narragansett kids have enjoyed.
Yeah, I think Gates just a little bit amped up, just a sophomore. He's a tremendous, tremendous shooter, but needs to gather himself, just sort of collect his poise again. He had an open look there and just rushed it.
Robert Fry checks in for Tabor Gates for the Westerly Bulldogs, the senior guard, their first substitution. All right, Kyle Pereira for Narragansett. Dribbles in front of the Westerly bench, throws it to the top of the key to Austin McKenna. He loses control of it. He's bobbling around and throws it out to Doyle. Doyle moves into the key and shoots too hard. We got a whistle away from the shot. It'll be a Narragansett foul charged against Jason Palmer. And the Westerly Bulldogs will put the ball in play in the backcourts. 6 minutes gone by in the first half. Dan York, Chris DeSano, Doug McGonigal here for the broadcast, the Division II championship. If you missed the first, you missed a barn burner, an incredible, incredible, incredible result. And a one-second desperation play successfully executed by Cheroho, beating Burville 60-59. This is the Division II game. Division III was the noon game. The 5 o'clock game will be Division I. Westerly scores on a basket by J.C. Hamilton, and that brings the Bulldogs are within 5 points, but the Mariners come the other way, and Tomas Whitford scores off a pretty pass on the top from Pereira, 14-7 Narragansett.
Yeah, great vision by Pereira.
Another rebound for Narragansett off an errant shot by Westerly. Westerly feels like they're a little bit unorganized and out of control offensively right now.
Yeah, they're absolutely disjointed, Dan. Even the shot that was able to fall by J.C. Hamlin was an incredible degree of difficulty a couple trips back.
William Doyle in the key, hands off to the running Jason Palmer, who scores with the right hand en route to the basket, and now the Mariners are Narragansett. It opened up a 9-point lead.
Yeah, Palmer's their leading scorer on the season, can really elevate. You saw it there, a little drop down.
On the baseline, we've got a foul. Tomas Whitford picks up the foul against Robert Fry, who was driving with his left hand, so they'll put the ball side court. Substitutions for Westerly in the ballgame. John Luzzi. He replaces Chris Dean. And for the Mariners, Jack Clancy has checked in. He replaces Kyle Pereira, who gets a short break. So on the inbound play, they swing it around, and we've got a jumper on the right side from 15 feet from Joshua Guggen. That makes it 16-9.
Look confident, short corner. Guggen didn't waste any time.
on the offensive end. Here's a desperation, wild shot from the top of the key thrown up by Jason Palmer. It misses, but they get the ball back now. Doyle sets from three-point land too hard. Rebounded by Mark Perry, and they come the other way. Hamlin twisting and turning down the lane. His floater is good, but they'll say no basket. He's caught for the offensive charge. He's got a nice move, though.
Yeah, it was a great move. Great move. A little hesitation, then crossover, got into the lane. But I think he could have probably pulled up just a dribble earlier and avoided that with a little 4 to 6 foot floater. Instead, he tried to pound it into the deck one more time. It gave the defender time to set, and there's your offensive foul call. Narragansett, though, you know, Dan, taking a long view of things a little bit here. Last couple trips haven't been really great for them. You know, we've seen some quick shots. That's how you let a team like Westerly get back into the game. You need to run your offense, make sure that you execute and get shots within the flow. There's no need for Narragansett to be trigger happy right now.
I don't know what the slowdown is here, but they've got it all figured out, and we're ready to go again. 8-10 remaining in the first half, 16-9 to score. Narragansett, with no pressure, comes to the front court. It is William Doyle. He is off to Austin McKenna. Now Doyle, top of the key to Jack Clancy, who just checked in. He moves it back, gives to Doyle. Good offensive motion from Narragansett. Doyle tries to make something happen. He can't. Gives to Palmer. Palmer loses the ball in the lane, and there's a tussle for it. A jump ball, Joshua Guggen and Palmer fought for it, and the possession arrow goes to the Bulldogs. Good D there, but I like the motion that Narragansett bring into the table.
Yeah, Narragansett, as you said, they were very fluid on offense, but Westerly did a nice job of funneling them to the help, funneled them to the shot blockers, were able to get that redirection, and then tie it up for a jump ball, and it'll come the other way.
Kyle Pereira checks back in for Narragansett. You know, he's not going to rest too long. You can tell that he's a major league factor here and a quarterback. Good crowd is now filed in here on both sides of the gym. So we are well attended for this Division II championship. There's a turnover. Westerly loses, and the driving score from Tomas Whitford. Pretty steal and basket, and I believe Westerly wants to talk it over. Yes, so with 7:28 remaining in the half, we've had Narragansett doubling the score on Westerly, 18-9. We'll be right back. This is a DICOM Sports presentation on WPRP.
10,000 jobs. It's a lot of people working. And it's happening right here in Rhode Island. Where? At the Quonset Business Park. 10,000 jobs in manufacturing, engineering, medical research, aquaculture, and at one of the largest, most successful auto importers in North America. Could there be something for you at Quonset? Find out. Go to QuonsetJobs.com. Be one of the 10,000. Come share in our success at QuonsetJobs.com.
All mattresses lose their original comfort and support in about 8 years. For cool, weightless sleep, experience the new Elevate Collection exclusively at Cardi's. Its lift foam actively absorbs and supports your body and is naturally ventilated. Produced from biodegradable renewable resources, Lift Foam and Elevate is hypoallergenic and dust mite resistant.
Shop Cardi's Furniture, Swansea, Route 2 West Warwick, South Attleboro, South Kingstown, and mattress locations everywhere.
Dan York, Chris DeSanto back here for the Division II Championship. Westerly had to talk it over, down 18-9. They got to regroup.
Yeah, they do. And how about Tomas Whitford on that play? Board it, and from your sophomore big man, coast to coast, took him, seemed like only about three dribbles to cover 94 feet. He was there, up on the rim, cashed it in. Big play by the big fella.
J.C. Hamlin walks it across in deliberate fashion for the Bulldogs, swings it around to John Luzzi. On the right, it goes to Robert Fry, and he knocks in a 12-footer from the baseline. Gives Westerly a little spark. It's 18-11.
Yeah, Fry had the block earlier as well, so doing it on both ends.
Kyle Pereira out on the right wing, right in front of us, actually. He got fouled, or there's a foul away from the basket.
Yeah, I don't exactly know what the call was right there. There's a refusal of the ball screen. Player took it down the left-hand alley, but evidently there was a foul away from the ball.
So the Bulldogs of Westerly, the number one seed in this tournament, will inbound with 7:05, still remaining in the first half, 18-11. Narragansett leads. Narragansett a whole lot more fluid in their offensive approach thus far. Things change quickly, though, in high school basketball. We'll see how this develops for Westerly. Robert Fry drives in, and he is fouled. That is team foul number six, I believe, it's seven, and that'll send him to the free throw line. That should be 1-1. The fans are screaming 1-1. And now the officials are aware that it's 1-1.
little buffering going on.
Yes. Robert Fry will be on the free throw line.
Fry's given them some nice minutes since he's entered the ball game. He's a kid that really can play spots 1 through 4 on the floor for Coach Mike Gleason. Done a nice job here in his 4 or 5 minutes of game action thus far.
First is good. Shooting into the Narragansett student section is the Bulldogs' Robert Fry, and the second one rims out. No good. 18-12. Past 7 minutes now remaining in the first half. Kyle Pereira, left wing to Jack Clancy. They swing it around. Pereira's now on the right wing with the ball, looking in for the double post. Can't get it in there, so they swing it around the perimeter. Good mall ball movement, and now here's Doyle with the jumper from the three-point stripe. It bounds away, rebounded by Westerly's Joshua Guggen. He dishes off to J.C. Hamlin, who has trouble with his footing in midcourt, falls and turns the ball over.
Yeah, really nice defense there by William Doyle to move his feet, stay in front of Hamlin, and force the turnover. And on the other end, Dan, you said it again, Narragansett, that was 7 passes there before there was 1 dribble. So even though they weren't able to execute offensively and cash in the bucket, great movement. You love to see that if you're a coach.
Christine replaces Joshua Guggen for Westerly during that pause. Narragansett back to the offense, swinging the ball around the perimeter. Now a long three-point jumper is good by Jack Clancy. So he comes off the bench and nails one down, and that gives the Mariners another 9-point lead.
That's what Clancy does. He is a perimeter threat. He had time there, was able to gather himself, rise, and drop that down.
Kyle Pereira for the Westerly Bulldogs comes to the front side, gives off to Fry. John Luzzi to Fry, back to Luzzi, and Luzzi misses the basket. Now Narragansett races the ball to the front court. In the corner, Jason Palmer throws up a prayer. It's an air ball, and Westerly has the ball back. J.C. Hamlin with a 15 ball. He actually stepped back behind the line. That's a three. That's a big basket. That makes it 21-15.
It's a huge bucket from a big-time scorer right there.
5.5 remaining first half. Kyle Pereira between the circles for Narragansett. Play and catch, gets the ball back and drives in. There's a foul en route to the hoop. That will be team foul number 3, I believe, on Westerly, which will send him to the inbound play.
Really like Kyle Pereira, very heady basketball player, understands how to get to spots on the floor, and he changes speeds very well with the ball.
Timothy Dobson and Tabor Gates are in for Westerly. Dobson for the first time, Gates returning, replacing John Luzzi. And we'll see who else went out of there. Inbound play results in a foul charge against Westerly. We'll have shots. I think we'll have shots. I think Austin McKenna will get 2 free throws. He will. Westerly foul charge to Timothy Dobson. Checks in and fouls. Officials for our game today, Chris?
William Tagano, Skip Donnelly, and Tim Mercer on the call.
Both free throws are good. 23-15. The top seed, Westerly, finds himself down 8 again. On the right wing is Tabor Gates with a three-pointer. He misses, followed and missed, followed and missed, followed and missed, followed and missed. This is the fifth chance.
Hey, Timothy Dobson. Yeah.
Timothy Dobson squeezed in there. Hamlin was in there battling. He couldn't get it to go, but Dobson did on the fourth try. That basket is good. It's 17 points on the board for Westerly. They trail by 6.
And let me drop some numbers on you. 52% of second chance opportunities go in, 74 of third. So that was 4 tries. That's what Westerly's got to do to get back into it.
Pereira drives in, dishes to McKenna, who loses the ball off the glass, and here comes Westerly the other way. Fry driving in. He forces one up. No good. Rebounded inside by J.C. Hamlin. He bobbles, saves, throws it away. Doyle picks it up from Narragansett. They race 3-on-2 the other way. McKenna at the foul lane to the left side for a three-point jumper by Jack Clancy off the bench, and he bangs in another one and gets that spread back to 9 for the Narragansett Mariners.
Yep, good find of Clancy in transition, spotted up, balance was there, and he was able to drill that.
Here's a jumper from the top of the key by Robert Fry. No good. Westerly is out of sync. 1 and and done on a lot of offensive plays or four or five attempts, and they can't get it. Now we got a great pass from Doyle to Jason Palmer on the run for Narragansett. Palmer knocks in a chippy, 28-17, and this thing is starting, I'd say starting, to get away from the Wesley Bulldogs.
Yeah, and Coach Mike Leeson.
Timeout on the floor.
Yeah, Coach Mike Leeson is very well aware of that, you know, called that timeout, needs to settle his team down and get these guys playing with more poise and control. Narragansett has really disrupted Westerly's offensive flow. And, you know, Westerly's not getting back again in transition. Another transition bucket. Pretty alley-oop finish there.
Hey, listen, if you have a job but you're looking for a career change with a growing manufacturer and a wonderful Rhode Island company, Vibeco Vibrators, a company that has been leading change in Rhode Island for a long time, asks you to think about joining the team and making a difference. They've got multiple positions available in marketing, IT, and manufacturing, including CNC machine operators. Great hours, full benefits, a great place to work and to grow. Go to their website, vibeco.com. That's vibeco.com/careers. All righty, so we've got a 11-point spread now for the Narragansett Mariners over the Westerly Bulldogs. Narragansett, the third seed in this Division II tournament. Westerly, the top seed, and they've got to regroup under Coach Michael Gleason. He calls the timeout. Let's see what happens. To the front side. Left to right in front of us, the Westerly Bulldogs in their white uniforms trimmed in blue against the Narragansett Mariners, who are playing zone in their red uniforms trimmed in white. Top of the key. J.C. Hamlin gets to Robert Fry on the baseline. He steps out of bounds. Turnover. Narragansett ball. And I'll tell you, there's no real skip in the Westerly step right now.
No, there's not. And that's because they're confused, Dan. Right there, it actually looked as though Narragansett, they will do this from time to time, went into a triangle and two. And they have this Westerly team very much disrupted. They're changing defenses. They're mixing it up. Westerly really cannot find any rhythm at all.
All righty. Kyle Pereira giving plenty of space. In the front court, the Bulldogs of Westerly in a man-to-man, sagging man-to-man, and the weave is run by the Mariners around the key on the right to Pereira. Three-point jumper is too hard. Rebound tapped by McKenna. He can't get it to go, and Robert Fry picks it up for Westerly. He crosses to the front, gives to J.C. Hamlin. Hamlin loses the ball but regains, taps it back out to Fry. Now top of the key, it's Chris Dean. Dean loses the ball. Picked up by Hamlin. Hamlin still has it. Westerly, 12 seconds on the shot clock. Here's a running one-hander from Jaber Gates. He can't score. Off the front of the rim, Doyle picks it up for Narragansett. He races to the front court. Gives to Pereira. Into the left corner for another three-point shot from Jack Clancy. This time it's short, and Westerly gets the rebound back.
And here comes Hamlin, but, wow, pretty feed.
Nice feed from J.C. Hamlin to Robert Fry underneath the basket. And so, actually, the scorer there was Mark Perry. So,
and Hamlin needs some help, Dan, because right now, Narragansett is throwing a sea of defenders at him every time he takes the initial defender off the dribble. He's got to have his teammates help him out. Right there, Perry did a nice job moving without the ball.
All right, McKenna on the weave to Palmer. McKenna, Pereira underneath for a nice dish from Pereira to Jack Clancy. And Clancy scores on the reverse layup, makes it 30-19, yeah, under 2 minutes to go in the half.
Yeah, great movement by Clancy, you know, known as a perimeter threat, but showed a nice little touch around the hole right there.
J.C. Hamlin looking for some room to operate, kind of forces his way through when he's fouled.
And you said it best, Dan, that there's not a lot of daylight for Hamlin right now.
No, I am really impressed by this Narragansett team on both sides. They're exceptionally well coached, no doubt. The defense is confusing Westerly, and the offense is running like a well-oiled machine on the other side.
Yeah, extremely unselfish team. You know, a lot of people think that Narragansett's, you know, prevalently about the free ball. They're not. You know, they pass up good shots to get great shots. That's what we're seeing here.
All right, after the foul, J.C. Hamlin misses the front end of a one-and-one, and so Narragansett races back. William Doyle, stutter step move, and a 12-foot jumper is no good. It's knocked out of bounds. It looks like it'll be Westerly ball. Robert Fry threw it off the leg of Jason Palmer. Fry's got a little bit of an edge to him. He's a scowler out there on the floor.
He does. He's brings emotion to the floor for sure. But you got to make sure you check that.
J.C. Hamlin to the front side. Guggen with a long shot. No good. Goes off the front of the rim. And so here comes Kyle Pereira for the Narragansett Mariners. Across the timeline. 120 remaining in the half. Narragansett leads 30-19. McKenna on the left side drives baseline. His floater is good. What a pretty move that was.
A very, very pretty move from the left baseline. He was able to elevate. Extremely soft touch from 4 or 5 feet. Tough shot.
Austin McKenna with the pretty play. And now the lead is out to 13. Westerly swinging around the perimeter of the Narragansett defense. Here's Hamlin. He puts his shoulder in. Misses a short jumper. They fight for it underneath the basket, and Narragansett wins the battle, and they're on the run. Kyle Pereira fakes right, goes left, tries to throw it underneath. The ball is kicked away. It will remain with Narragansett underneath their own basket with 39.9 seconds remaining in the first half. Inbound play coming up. Coach Boddington is looking for a reset of some kind. He doesn't get it. 24 on the shot clock. William Doyle now as they easily inbound the ball. Swings it out to half court. Eyeing the situation. Set play coming up. On the right to Jason Palmer. Out to McKenna for a three-pointer, which is good. Austin McKenna makes the score 35-19.
Just great offense again by Narragansett. Excellent screen. McKenna came off and found himself open at the top of the key and nailed it.
And now we've got a breakup of a pass. Kyle Pereira showing some athleticism.
Yep.
Steps on the
press table. We'd be in traction.
You'd have to cart me out of here.
Yeah.
He broke up the pass, stepped on the table, and ended up with the stands, with the fans in the stands.
But
he last touched the ball. So with the 12.9 on the clock, Westerly will inbound. J.C. Hamlin way out here near half court. He's got 7 seconds, working one-on-one with Clancy. Dribbles, throws the pass away. Narragansett will take it, and Pereira will throw a long half-court shot that almost reached the basket. But that'll be it for the halftime. The Narragansett Mariners have come to play on both sides of the floor, and they lead at halftime 35-19. We'll come back and assess what we've just seen when we return in just a couple of minutes here on DICOM Sports presentation on WPRV of the Division II Championships.